Shalom, everybody. Much of Parshas Tazria deals with the mitzvos and halachos of tzara'as. Tzara'as can afflict one's body or one's clothing, and in Parshas Metzora we hear that it can even afflict one's house. Tzara'as in all cases is only determined to be tzara'as by a kohen. If a person sees a blemish that may be tzara'as, a kohen has to be called in, and the kohen looks at the blemish on the person or on the clothing or on the home, and only that, and only after that, is the declaration made that this blemish is or is not tzara'as. That is true about all kinds of tzara'as. Tzara'as is a spiritual blemish. It's a message, a divine message, not a medical problem, and it's not a problem with the clothing or the house per se. And that's why a kohen is called in all of these cases, and not a doctor, and not a tailor, and not a home inspector. However, the halachos and the process through which a person is declared tamei is very different than the halachos and the process through which one's clothing is declared tamei. When it comes to tzara'as on the body, if the blemish is a certain size, a certain color, etc., if it meets all of the requirements of tzara'as, then the kohen immediately declares that this person has tzara'as, and all of the mitzvos of tzara'as kick in immediately. That person must leave the town and sit outside of camp, out of the camp, etc., etc. The Torah does indeed tell us about the possibility that the size of the blemish or the color or other details may not fully point to tzara'as, and in that case, the person may be required to quarantine for some time to see what happens with the blemish. That is indeed a possibility, but it is also a possibility that the color and the size and the shape, etc., are clearly tzara'as, and the person is declared a mitzora immediately. That is all true about tzara'as on one's body. But when it comes to tzara'as on one's clothing, there is no possibility of a kohen declaring that the clothing has tzara'as immediately. Beginning in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Zayin, the details are very clear. If a kohen looks at clothing that has a blemish, the clothing is not declared tamei immediately. In every case, the kohen quarantines the clothing for 7 days, and only then and after that does the kohen see what happens with the blemish. It may be tamei, it may not be tamei. So the question is, why? Why can tzara'as on one's body be declared tamei immediately, again, under certain circumstances, but it can happen that tzara'as on a body can be declared tamei immediately, but not tzara'as on clothing? Why can't tzara'as on clothing be declared tamei immediately? It seems like the Torah cares more about clothing than it does about the person. Can that be true? This question is asked by the Or HaChaim, Reb Chaim Ben Attar, who died in 1743. He asks it on Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Nun, and he offers the following powerful and fundamental explanation. The Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Nun Beis that if, after the quarantine period, the clothing is declared to be tamei with tzara'as, it is burned. That's it. There's no way to fix them, and there's no turning back. And therefore, the Torah is very careful, so to speak. There's no way to undo this. So the message is the Torah has to make sure that there really is tzara'as before the punishment is meted out, because the punishment is final and irrevocable. But when it comes to tzara'as on the body, the message is reversed. No punishment is final. No punishment is irrevocable. The kohen can say that we are tamei immediately. That's true. But the message is, don't worry. The person must leave town. Think about what he or she did and do tshuva and return to the home and to the family. And that's what the word tshuva means, return. There is always the chance to return. So the cost, so to speak, of becoming tamei is not so high. The opposite, that's no cost. It's a gift. We can view it as a gift, a divine message to change our ways and to fix our problems and return. Return to a life of purity. When it comes to clothing, it's over, it's done. When it comes to the body, when it comes to the person, when it comes to the soul, there is no such thing as over and done. That is the Or HaChaim, and he ends his Perush by quoting a Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Yud, the very last Pasuk in Sefer Hosea, The Navi says, Yesharim Darchei Hashem. The ways of Hashem are straight. The ways of Hashem are upright. Have an amazing day, everyone.